The threat of sea level rise hits closer to home for some more than others. Like for Jeff Lumens, a coastal homeowner in Marin County, Stinson Beach.
The Coastal Act actually guarantees the rights of homeowners to defend their homes against the sea level rise.
And many do, with seawalls, piers, riprap, or other shoreline protection measures. Lumens and about 300 other Stinson Beach homeowners are part of the Sea Drift Association, a neighborhood group that opposes Assembly Bill 1129. That proposed legislation looks to protect public shorelines by eliminating unpermitted seawalls built around homes after 1976, the year California's Coastal Act was signed.
And that's basically virtually all homes along the coast in Stinson Beach.
These homes could still be granted a permit to construct shoreline protection devices if this bill becomes law. But Lumen's group fears the barriers to actually getting one would be much bigger and costlier. And ultimately, the community would be unable to protect itself from sea level rise.
Many of the major visitor serving restaurants and facilities, park areas, those are all within the purview of about 3 foot of sea level rise over the next 20, 30 years. So we would effectively lose the entire character of our community.
AB 1129 was introduced last month by Monterey Bay Assemblyman Mark Stone, a former member of the California Coastal Commission. He says the bill merely codifies standards set forth by the commission.
I want to make sure that the commission has all of the tools it needs in order to ensure that it's doing its job with respect to protecting the coast.
That includes allowing the Coastal Commission to fine homeowners who break the law without taking them to court. Stone estimates about 200 homes along the entire California coast have unpermitted shoreline protection devices.
There's been a lot of talk about sea level rise. We've created databases, we've collected information, but we've not started on the very difficult policy work of ensuring that our coast can adapt and change.
The threat of real significant loss of public beach area has become more and more in the public focus.
That's Sarah Newkirk with the environmental advocacy group, The Nature Conservancy, a co-sponsor of the bill. Newkirk says shoreline protection devices are known to cause erosion and can cause permanent environmental damage.
They're interfering with natural transport of sand and cutting off sand supply. And that's what causes the beach to narrow and eventually disappear. And so in addition to cutting off access to the public resource, they're resulting in the elimination of an important natural habitat.
And Newkirk says the bill takes into account that sometimes a seawall is the only way to protect a home, and it does nothing to prevent anyone from applying for a construction permit.
This is not a ban on seawalls, and we think this is a moderated, solid middle ground.
Still, many coastal homeowners like Stinson Beach's Jeff Lumens disagree. He says legislation to protect public beaches shouldn't be levied against homeowners, and perhaps other measures than seawalls could be explored.
We prefer to find alternatives that don't involve building big, new, ugly concrete walls. I think all of our homeowners would be happy to weigh in on ways to do that.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.